This is the June 28th, 2022 meeting of the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals. And my name's James Corsi. I'm the chairman. Before we get started, let me take the roll here. Mr. Collote is not present this morning. Chairman is present. Ms. Ross is present. Ms. Stone is present. And Mr. Vineyard is present. So we have a quorum and we may proceed this morning. For the record, this is a quasi judicial proceeding. Anyone wishing to give testimony this morning will please sign in. I believe there's a book outside for that purpose. And all of the proceedings of this matter this morning are recorded. Decisions of this board are final. If there are any challenges, those challenges must be filed by filing a cause of action in the Superior Court of Chatham County. So, may we stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. According to my agenda, we have one matter ready for hearing and one matter that needs to be removed from the final agenda. But before we get to that, let's consider the approval of the May 24th, 2022 meeting minutes. As the members of the board have an opportunity to read the minutes, and if so, are there any suggested changes?
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the May 24th, 2022 meeting minutes.
I have a motion to approve.
Second.
Ms. Ross, seconded by Mr. Vineyard. And if we will take a voice vote, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. The May 24th meeting minutes are approved. Now, moving on to the matter that needs to be removed from the final agenda. Is there a quick explanation? Do we know?
I'm actually not sure because it's not my item, but I think they just needed some more additional information.
Okay. Well, do I hear a motion that we remove that from the final agenda? This is 5906 Girard Avenue.
I move to remove it from the agenda.
All right. Got a motion to remove that matter. Second?
Second.
All right. Having a second. Voice vote once again. All in favor of removing that matter from the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
All right. All opposed? Hearing none, we remove file number 422-262 from the agenda for this month. All right. Now, we're down to 53A Henderson Avenue, matter number 2848. Can we hear from staff on that matter, please?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and board members. Melissa Leto. This is a variance request to the minimum 5-foot side yard setback. The applicant is requesting a 3-foot, 6-inch reduction. Let me open up the revised site plan. As shown in the proposed site plan, the detached garage would have a 1-foot, 6-inch side yard setback, which is right over here. So currently this is a vacant lot. And they are proposing a 1.5-story single family dwelling with a detached garage with a covered porch. And they are proposing 1-foot, 6-inch in the side yard for the detached, where 5-foot is required. Show you the land. This is the vacant piece of property. It is approximately 6,375 square feet in size. It is located in Isle of Hope, within the residential agricultural environmental overlay zoning district. And this is the adjacent property at 51 Henderson Avenue. And the other adjacent property at 53 Henderson Avenue. Just indicating the rear yard of the adjacent property. The actual property owner of 53 Henderson is also the property owner for 53A Henderson, which is the subject property for today. And he is the agent for the proposed property owner. The proposed plan has been revised 3 times since the application was submitted. Originally, the site plan indicated a 3-foot side setback to the principal dwelling, a 3-foot side setback, rear yard setback for the detached garage, and then a 1.5 foot side setback to the detached garage. After speaking with the applicant and staff meeting together, they moved the detached garage forward to comply with the 5-foot rear yard setback. And then I believe it was the 51 Henderson Avenue applicant, or the adjacent neighbor. She submitted a letter of denial regarding the 3-foot side yard setback between her and the proposed principal dwelling. And since that letter of denial, the applicant revised their site plan to comply with the 5-foot side yard setback. They basically shifted everything over a little bit. So,
have we heard from that adjacent neighbor since the revised plans?
She is planning on being attending via Zoom to this meeting this morning, but I don't think she's aware of the revised unless the applicant has given her notice of it.
All right.
So I believe she'll be very happy with that, because that was her main objection, was the 3 feet and not 5 feet.
All right.
And so lastly, the only remaining variance that they are required is the 1.5 foot side yard setback for the detached garage.
Any questions of staff at this point?
Well, basically, staff's based on the criteria, the variance criteria, staff finds that there is sufficient land to build a principal dwelling and a detached garage. The applicant is working with an architect, so they could make the house thinner just by a couple of feet, and then adjust everything so that the applicant wishes to have a driveway that goes directly down the property and meets the detached garage. And that's been the overall design proposal based on everything else, but the architecture, the size of the width of the principal dwelling is an issue as well. Because once you shift that, you shift the driveway and the way you're driving into the garage. But otherwise, staff is recommending denial.
All right.
The applicant and the future property owner are here to answer any questions.
All right.
And I'm not sure if Carol is online as well, the adjacent neighbor, 51 Henderson.
Any questions of staff at this point? All right, hearing none, let's move on. Who's here to speak for the applicant, please? John, if you'll step up to the lectern, please. Let me swear you in. Raise your right hand for me. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help God.
I do.
Thank you, sir. State your name for the record. And
I'm John Wiley.
All right. Your address?
117 Fairwind Road, Savannah, 31410.
All right. You have the floor. Tell us why we should grant you this variance.
If it's okay, I'll actually let Jennifer Ochen, who has designed the house, explain it better. I'm here to support it.
All right.
What I'm doing next door at 53 is I'm renovating a small cottage. It's only a 900 square foot cottage. There's plenty of room in the backyard for green space. The garage that she's looking at moving over from 5 foot, 1.5 foot, I don't see it affecting anything that I plan on doing in the future in the backyard, because the house I'm doing is so small, that's way in the back. And any garage that I would do would be just like the house plan that Jennifer drew, would be on the right side of my house, would be on the other side of the property. So it would not even be near this, okay, this structure. So probably best if, and I'll be glad to come back up and speak.
Yes, if Jennifer, would you step up, please?
Yeah, then I think she can explain the design of the house.
Okay. John, just stand by in case we have any questions for you. Raise your right hand, please. Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, help you God.
I do.
All right. State your name for the record and your business, please.
Jennifer Ochen. I am looking to build a single family house on this lot at 53A Henderson. I have a purchased house plan that has been modified slightly by an architect. It's not a brand new design, if you will. The drivers of my design are a story and a half house that is architecturally similar to the properties on either side, mm-hmm, and the properties across the street, even though there are no architectural requirements on this lot. And if you look at almost every property on Henderson, there is a detached secondary parcel or building that has anywhere from zero lot line setback to something, right, other than 5 foot. And it's very similar to the other properties on Henderson, because the original subdivision all had 50 foot lot widths. Mm-hmm. So while it is a variance, it makes a huge difference in the success of having a house that's architecturally similar, and also set in such a way that is equal to the other two houses on either side of it. And then it allows a direct egress in, from in and out of the garage in a single family garage. It's a 100 foot lot. So it's, and because of the back corner of the house and the garage, it would be really difficult to get a car in and out of that garage if it's not in aligned with the driveway.
Okay. Ms. Ochen, do you have any elevations that you can show that would help us understand ingress, egress to the garage?
There is a, in your packet, I believe there's a picture of the garage that I gave Ms. Leto.
I have it on my staff report.
I'm not sure if that
can. So you kind of just like back down the driveway to get in and out?
Straight back in and out. And part of the reason for not turning the garage is there's a setback. I can't attach it to the structure because of the building setback to the rear setback. And if I turn it, it takes away any green space to be able to back out and go forward. So we did, that was the original configuration, was to do a one or two car garage turned, and it basically left no green space on the lot. So that was the driver for this configuration too. It would be nice to pull in and back out, but then there's no green space at all left. So does that answer your question?
So as I understand it, on the left side, as I'm looking at this plat, if you will, there's nothing on the left side of this garage on the adjacent lot, no building or anything.
That's correct. That's the lot Mr. Wiley owns and is restoring the historic cottage. Okay. And his driveway for that cottage is actually on the other side of his lot.
Well, both of these going to be rentals? Just
this would be my primary residence.
Our primary residence. Okay.
Got this it. Would be a rental.
Got it. Okay.
And do I understand that you'll have a solution in mind for this?
I'll let John present that.
that also you can kind of better understand.
Sure. Thank you.
So this is not to scale. This was hand drawn, something I did yesterday when we've learned that the staff was not in support of this. So I was trying to think of how to maybe help move this forward. Back to where I do have a lot of green space behind this house because it is such a small house. And if a garage does go there, it would be on the right-hand side of the house. The left side has, I can't ever see it being other than green space, just like what Jennifer is drawing in the backyard. You would like some backyard. So I don't know why this wouldn't be the area for the backyard. What I was suggesting is in the area, on the property line, and if you look at the drawing of Jennifer's garage, first you have the 5-foot setback, and then the garage is actually 20 feet deep. So if I mirrored that on my side and came back 25 feet up the property line and came over, instead of what the county requires, a 5-foot setback, a 10-foot setback self-imposed on my property that could be filed as a restriction on this property, then that would give the distance between any potential structure later, if I didn't own the property, if somebody else did, or if somebody wanted to put a storage building there or whatever, that would keep the distance between any new structure and the garage that Jennifer would build actually more than the 10-foot if they were both the 5-foot. And I just picked 10-foot just because it's a good, round, easy number for everyone to understand that instead of 5-foot setback, it would then be a 10-foot setback on that in that area. And I don't know if there's any other reason for the setbacks that the county requires for these 5 feet other than to keep structures apart from each other. So that would satisfy that. And then in addition to what Jennifer was saying, every other house on this block in particular, because of these narrow lots, they do have structures that are slammed up against the property line. Well, that would allow Jennifer to shift over. It kind of fits in with the rest of the neighborhood, but also would not allow anybody else to build a structure close to her structure. So that's just a thought that it would be pretty easy to do.
So excuse me, Mr. Wiley, so you're proposing a permanent easement?
It would actually be
it would transfer along with your property should your property change hands?
Correct. It actually would be a self-imposed 10-foot setback in that 25-foot area instead of the 5-foot. And yes, it would continue with the property. Once I put that in place, that would, you know, and that the real estate lawyer that I use is actually right next door, Mark Shaw. And he probably would do this deal. He helped me purchase this. He's helped me with other easements in the past, and I ran this idea by him yesterday. He didn't see any problem with this. So this is something he could file.
Just being a real estate lawyer,
yeah,
and accustomed to dealing with these situations, would it not be even simpler simply to redraw this plat and convey that small sliver to Jennifer?
No, you can't, because these are already non-conforming size lots, just simply by the nature, the size of them. So then we would be creating two non-conforming lots. So this is the next best thing by creating a side yard setback of 10 foot in this area. Then there's no recombination or.
And who are you working with? Mark Shaw?
Mark Shaw, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any comments from staff to this point?
Morning. We met with Mr. Wiley regarding his proposal, which I thought was very creative. We had talked about Mr. Corsi's idea potentially, but that does create other issues that we'd rather avoid. Okay. Relative to drawing new lot lines. In our review, and we were having this conversation with Mr. Wiley before the meeting, is that their petition has really morphed a lot since we first received it. As Ms. Leto said, when we first looked at this, there were three variances being requested, including variances with the principal structure. And they were able, through redesign and coordination with the neighboring property owner, the other property owner, were able to get to the point where they were requesting only the 1.5 foot side yard setback on the accessory building. In staff's opinion, we think that the board should really focus on making a determination whether that variance is justified, if it's impacting anybody, and not necessarily go into whether or not we need to make adjustments to Mr. Wiley's property, which was not part of the original petition. So we try to stray away from kind of designing things on the fly, if you will, and really just focus on this side yard setback, the development pattern in the neighborhood, which I will admit does include a lot of detached buildings, which may or may not meet the requirements that are there today because of the age of the neighborhood and some of the structures out here. So we would hope that the board would react to the variance request only and not necessarily try to impact other properties in terms of the decision that gets made today.
So, Mr. Lotson, are you suggesting that since the net result would be the same either way, that we restrict our consideration to the variance alone?
Yes.
Mr. Bender?
Well, what about if we took this matter, if we continued this matter to the next meeting and allowed them to amend their petition with, if this matter was resolved, which I think it could be quickly done. I mean, obviously someone can draw this up in a heartbeat and file it. And then we wouldn't have to turn it down and make them file another petition. Is that not an option?
Well, it sounds like the option is for, I mean, if I understand it correctly, the net result would be the same. You know, the driveway would be where the driveway is shown and the garage would be where the garage is shown. And so we can either give them a variance.
Right.
Or we can, you know, as you suggested, ask them to come back with this drawing that has an easement in it. But my way of thinking is that since the net result would be the same, the garage is going to be where the garage is going to be.
And Ms. Ross, I think also that, for example, had Mr. Wiley been in a position to be able to do a legal subdivision of his property, then he wouldn't require a variance if he was going to essentially be granting Ms. Ochin a few feet of property, and he wouldn't have to come to this board. Even if he re-records his plat to reflect the idea he proposed earlier, he would still, Ms. Ochin would still require a variance. Because the property line isn't moving. He's only proposing a greater setback on his own property. So that was staff's thinking in that we should just evaluate the side yard and make a decision on that.
Staff's report has been fairly direct and clear. As to its recommendation that we deny this variance. I'm looking for a solution that mm-hmm. makes sense
right
to us.
And it is in terms of justification for variances. On vacant properties that are conforming in terms of size and dimensions, it's more difficult from our perspective to justify variance approval. Some of the other things that go into decisions often are not things that are within our criteria, such as the historic development pattern on Isle of Hope, which we're all familiar with. The impact or lack thereof of anything on the adjacent property, in this case, Mr. Wiley's property. The fact that the structure on that property is much smaller than the proposed structure on this house, and therefore the rear of the cottage will not be impacted by what goes on the adjacent property. So there are things, I think, that the board can consider that we don't necessarily consider in terms of the review criteria of the ordinance.
That's my assessment of it as well, Mr. Lotson. I did do a site visit, and, you know, Isle of Hope is quirky.
Yes.
And in my opinion, this design would blend in just fine with the existing neighborhood.
Can we hear from, was there someone online?
Yes, yes, sir. Two people.
Two people. Let's hear from those folks before. All right. We have
Hello.
Ms. Morgan, Mr. and Ms. Morgan.
My name is Andra Adair Morgan.
Okay.
I own the property that butts up the 251 Henderson and the 53A Henderson.
To the rear of the property, you mean?
To the rear of the property.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, ma'am.
The garage is actually on the opposite side of the property from where my property is.
All right.
But one of the concerns I've got is pertains to what Mr. Wiley said about 53, that the driveway was on the other side of the house. Because where they cut off this lot to make it to be able to build a house, it is where the basically driveway had been for this house. The driveway on the other side is actually attached to the next house. So I don't see how they're talking about there's going to be a driveway there. And quite frankly, when I built my house, I had to follow all the regulations that were put out there. So if there's not enough room to put the house that she wants to build, then she needs to go find another lot.
Okay. Ms. Morgan, do you have any other comments?
My last name is Adair Morgan.
Adair, excuse me, you got a hyphenated name, Adair Morgan. Thank you.
Yes.
Does the board have any questions of Ms. Adair Morgan?
No, sir.
No.
I've got another name, Dale Morgan, here.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes. Is this Dale Morgan?
This is Dale Morgan.
Okay.
And of course, I'm over here at 55 Romney. My only concern or question is, if the board is already predominantly opposed to this, why is there much more debate over this? I mean, you know, a foot and a half side setback. No, it's not the end of the world, but I mean, you know, what's the harm in, you know, making a slight turn in the driveway? When we built this house, we had to make a turn in our driveway. You know, granted, it wasn't for any other reason other than trees, but, you know, that's not the end of the world to turn into your driveway as opposed to having a straight shot. If she's going to have a carport beside it, she's going to have to turn into that carport as well. So.
Okay. Any other comments?
No, sir.
Okay. Any questions of Dale Morgan? Thank you, Mr. Morgan. I have another name, Carol Jordan.
Yes, I'm here.
Ms. Jordan, where do you live?
I am the next door neighbor. I will be at 51 Henderson Avenue.
Okay.
So it's Mr. Wiley, the vacant lot, and then my house. I'm on the corner of Henderson and Troy. And my concern was with the variance between my house and 53A. And they've already conceded that. So I don't think I have a leg to stand on.
Okay. All right. Any other comments this morning?
You know, the one comment I would like to make is when you guys look at the plots out here, not all of the plots are the 50 foot, just the ones right here in our little section. Some of the houses on Henderson actually do have larger lots. So I just, when you look at the plot, take that into consideration. This is going to be a big house for this lot.
But what we have in front of us suggests that the houses along this particular area are all 50 feet in width.
So probably the one next door to, so it would be 53A, and then my lot, I think, are the ones that are all 50.
Mm-hmm. These four are 50.
Yeah, those four are all 50.
All right.
I've just been spoiled for the last 30 years. I've had an empty lot near me. So.
Understood. All right. Any other questions? Board have any questions of Ms. Jordan? All right. Thank you. So we're back to trying to address some of the questions that these folks online have posed. One being the turn in the driveway. Can we address that?
I'm sorry. What was the first one?
There was a turn in the driveway. I think someone suggested, why can't you just move that garage over and to the other side of the lot and create a turn in the driveway?
Yeah, and so I think what's hard to see without having it drawn and what Jennifer was explaining is if you have the house and then if you actually turn and place the garage behind the house, so then you drive past the house and then into the garage and then back up and pull back out, is that would eat up all of the green space in the backyard. The room that you would take going around the house and pulling into the garage would, if when you flip the garage to the other side, that is then green space, and when you're pulling
and
straight
into the garage. You would have to flip the garage from where the direction it is now. Okay.
Yeah, 90 degrees.
Which would eat up even more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that eats up all the yard. And what she's doing now is pulling straight in and then backing straight out. And like my grandmother used to do on Arzy Park, she would pull straight in and exactly. Lift her hands and back straight out. And that's how she did it. So
I have to teach terrified all of us, I want you to know.
Yeah, I have to teach Jennifer that trick. So.
Okay. Any other comments from the petitioner?
I would like to answer the first, like I guess the owner that's behind the property that said that, and she is correct. I never saw it, but I've been told by neighbors that at one point, and we didn't create any lot. Y'all, these lots were all there. But this lot, which was vacant for many years, there, I think that in the years past, many years ago, I'm not sure when, but things been vacant for a dozen years now, but there was a carport there on the vacant lot, and I think that's where it was used for parking. I never saw that, but that's what I've heard from some neighbors.
But from staff standpoint, is there any restrictions of the driveway being on one side of the lot or the other?
There is not.
And also the second part of her, or I guess third, but my driveway is on the right side of my house. It's not that's not the neighbor's property. That if y'all visited, I don't know if maybe you are out there and you may have even seen my avalanche. When I pull in, I pull it to the beside between the house and the, I guess that would be 55. That's my driveway. I think the confusion might have been why I was on the left side is because that was used for parking years in the past, but that was a vacant lot. So that's, that was not a driveway. So, if that makes sense.
Okay. All right. Looking for solutions from board members here on.
Mr. Chairman, this is Mr. Vineyard. I'm not sure I have a solution, actually. I mean, obviously, I believe that if there's vacant lots, especially in this area, they should be used. And obviously, for tax purposes, we create income for the county by allowing people to build houses. On the other hand, our sworn duty is to uphold the law as it is, and not maybe as we want it to be. And redesigning this property in order for it to fit is really not our job. It is to interpret the statutes as we see them. And to me, I don't know that I see a reason within the boundaries of the law as we are bound to grant a variance. But that's, I really want to help this person. I mean, there's nothing I would like better than to see a house on this lot, but I just do not see where we have a legal justification to change it to allow the variance based on the evidence before us.
Could I add one thing? And I understand that completely. I would like that, and we haven't even talked about this. I would like to maybe if y'all would consider that what I am doing, I am preserving a piece of history. I mean, what's next door? Most people that bought this property would have probably torn down that cottage and built two new houses and been done. I've already been over there 6 months working on this, and I'll probably be there another year. So I know that's separate. It's next door. But by me, not only am I preserving a piece of history that's out at Isle Hope, which is important to everybody at Isle Hope, by doing that, it also allows for all this green space in the back, which allows me to not really be affected by a garage that's 5 feet or 1.5 feet off the property. So if maybe that helps in y'all's consideration of what I'm doing next door, allows for all this room in the back, which doesn't affect the property that I own, that this is causing a hardship on. So.
And if I might respond to Mr. Vineyard, it seems that there is a remedy here, which does involve an easement. And so if that easement is, if that path is chosen to take, then the net result is that the driveway will be where it's shown and the garage will be where it is shown. And so if we, you know, insist on the easement, which we certainly could do, the net result is exactly the same. So I'm thinking in light of that we might as well go ahead and approve the variance.
I agree.
I know it's not the rules that we like to follow, but the net effect will be the same, I believe.
Can I add one comment? I know Isle of Hope's going through an overlay district right now, which I fully support because it's such a neat place. This property doesn't have that. And as a builder, I think it's really important that you leave a good footprint. And I think I can build like a 3,600 square foot house on this lot. There's no flood zone. I could park underneath it. I could build two full stories, which would be, in my opinion, horrific to leave for the community. I do have three children. I am trying to build a single family house that we can all live in. I know it is not a 900 square foot cottage like what John is restoring, but it is an architecturally driven ask for the variance. I think that's sort of what staff tried to point out. There are some maybe soft factors here that aren't in their checklist for approval or denial. They aren't maybe in the law to a T, but that is something, one of my convictions on this design. So I'll just leave you with that.
Ma'am, I understand everything you are saying. And I want you to know that would be nothing more than I would like to see it other than you build a conforming house on this property. But, you know, we all are appointed to this job to use what we consider to be our best, I guess, ideas in terms of what we can and cannot do. And two of us are lawyers on this panel. And I guess that maybe that's good or bad. I'm not quite sure. But it's not that I don't want you to succeed. It's just that I don't know how to do this without making a precedent that I'm not sure I want to make. Okay. And that's it. Nothing more, nothing less.
We are 1.5 feet off of the line right now.
Yes, sir.
Could you give me a couple of feet? Could you shift it over a couple of feet?
Because of the distance because we conformed with the rear setback, we shifted the garage forward. So the corner of the garage and the corner of the house are already not quite passing each other. So when you pull a car, there's only 13 feet between the structures.
Slight turn.
It's hard without hitting the side of the single car garage.
I went and laid out all the corners and actually drove my Avalanche, the same size as her Yukon, straight in and straight out. And it's a glove right now. We were doing everything we could, and that's how we ended up shifting, you know, from Carol's and at the back. And
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion. I move that we accept the applicant's request for the variance and do so in full understanding that it is against staff's recommendations, but the motion is made in light of the various soft factors that do go into an appropriate design in a neighborhood such as this.
Before I ask for a second, let me call staff back up. If I'm reading the tea leaves correctly, you're not in disagreement with what the applicant is trying, the net result trying to do. It's, you just want us to vote on the application as it exists, right?
I would say that from the standpoint of what the applicant requested, or the request that's on the table now, because we kind of talked about the history of the requests. Right. But in terms of what they're requesting now, a variance to allow a 1.5 foot side yard setback, our report, as you see, recommends denial. I think to the second part of your question, we do understand, as we often discuss on this board, other factors that go into the board decisions are on the table for the board to consider. And yes, we would like the board to consider the variance as it's been requested and make a decision based on the testimony given at today's hearing.
Then I think to satisfy my concerns, we need to discuss those other considerations that you're talking about, so that we can put that on the record.
Okay.
What are they?
I would tell you that a few of them that we looked at as staff are the fact that the adjacent property to the west, Mr. Wiley's property, is a building that is much smaller than the subject principal residence. Thereby, it is not impacted by activities that go on in the rear yard of the subject property. I think the other consideration is that there is, at least empirically, a pattern of accessory buildings that are detached throughout Isle of Hope that at least appear to not meet setbacks. And there's good reasoning for that, because it's a historic neighborhood. Oftentimes things out here were built prior to these regulations existing. I think the probably one other reason that I put on the record is that the solutions here, in terms of going from needing a variance to not needing a variance, really only come down to redesigning the principal structure so that the detached building can be moved and not be impacted by the distance between the two structures, or doing something like what Mr. Wiley suggested in terms of rearranging the property lines, which we don't support.
It seems to me the only thing that they could do to redesign it would be to move the house forward, and then you get into the front setback.
Yeah, and we looked at that. We think the maintaining the street frontage pattern is important. So we would not be supportive of, say, granting a front yard setback variance so that the house could be closer to the street. It's a very narrow street, and there is a fairly regimented pattern of building frontage along Henderson Avenue.
If this easement that we've been discussing were created, would that still violate the setback line? Staff to make a
if Mr. Wiley's property were replatted to show a setback greater than what's there now, then Ms. Ochin would still need a variance to do what she's showing here today. So really that doesn't
so the easement would not affect, you know, the property at all.
The only thing it would do is if there were going to be a building built in the rear yard of Mr. Wiley's house at some point in the future, it would be further away from Ms. Ochin's building.
It would make the building conform in terms of the idea of the regulation, but the regulation would still be there in terms of setback line.
Yes, sir.
Irregardless of whether or not there's an easement on his property or not.
Yes, sir.
I mean, the only thing that would absolutely solve this problem is if he replatted his property, and that's something you said you didn't want to get into, but, and then that would be maybe two non-conforming lots.
Right? One issue, and there's two things with that, is that looking at the site plan, the right side of Mr. Wiley's house is fairly close to the setback line now. So what he would have to propose if he were to replat is a jog at the back.
Right.
Which is not going to get approved, frankly, because there's some language in the subdivision regulations that says that property lines need to be, you know, as straight as possible. Right. So, yeah.
I am very familiar with this area, having lived out on Isle of Hope 35 years. And, I applaud you for saving that old home and renovating. It's right next to the Parkersville area, which is a very beautiful area. And I really... Man, I'm torn about this one. There are no plans to put any accessory buildings behind the adjacent your rental property, right? The one next door?
I think at some point it will need something, but it would be on the other side. The house is so small. I mean, I would need some kind of garage. So I was even thinking about building the same thing that Jennifer is looking at building, a 12 by 20 garage that a single car can pull in and have some lawnmowers and, you know, whatever. And that would be on the other side. But there's a lot of room in that backyard for that. That's.
You're not going to need a variance.
I've got more green space than I do house on that one. That's a 30 by 30 house.
My point was, you're not going to butt it up against this garage, Miss Ochin's garage.
That is not my intention at all. But that's why I'm also offering this 10 foot off that would stay with the property. Side yard setback off of her property line in that area. Again, to leave, just like her property, it would be plenty of green space in the back for.
Would you go back a couple of photographs, please? That one right there.
That's the front of Mr. Wiley.
Is there a corpse up on that?
That's Earl. That's why I'm sorry. Okay. So Earl has been traveling around with me for probably 20 years now. He goes from site to site. He's my on-site security guy.
Okay.
He's been on an old cottage down on Tybee, riding down Chatham Avenue. He's made his rounds. So.
Okay. Learn something new every day.
Earl's there now. If you happen to ride by, you'll see him out there.
Okay. All right. John, do you have any other considerations? Like I was asking staff, Mr. Lawson, just now, that you can possibly put on the record that would impact our decision for this variance. I mean, we've talked about the pattern of accessory buildings not being totally in conformance in a neighborhood, and I get that. And you've talked about the adjacent property, and it's also keeping with the neighborhood. I get that. Is there anything else on your mind that you think might move that needle a little bit?
I mean, really, the only thing that I can think of is the only property affected by this variance is 53 Henderson, the one that I'm doing. And so that's the only property affected. And then in addition to that, by adding this 10-foot building setback off, and I don't know if there's any other reason for having setbacks on properties, you know, if there's a property line and there's a 5-foot on either side, other than keep structures 10 feet apart from each other. If there's any other reason, I could maybe.
Let me ask staff that. I mean, the purpose of the step back line is really to keep structures apart, is it not?
That is correct, yes.
And here we don't have that problem because right. We don't have a structure adjacent to it. So that seems to be a peculiarity here that I think we need to take into consideration.
I think that could be taken into consideration.
Okay. Would you like to restate your motion with these considerations? That we've discussed.
Frankly, I don't see any need to restate it. I don't see a need to restate it.
Well, I'd like to have on the record what we've discussed here from the board's perspective. We heard it from staff's perspective. We heard it from the applicant's perspective.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I offer the following motion, which is to support the applicant's request for the variance based on the design of the house conforming to the neighborhood, the accessibility of the garage structure being appropriate to the neighborhood, and the
keeping with the general
and in keeping with the general neighborhood.
And I believe the fact that there is no adjacent building planned.
Yes, specifically because there is not a property which is going to be affected by granting this easement.
Okay. Now, does everyone on the board understand that motion?
Mr. Chairman, I understand it. I wish Mr. Pelote was here.
Okay.
And I wish we had our other two more members who the county commission has not seen fit to appoint, because it puts me in a very, very difficult position, which I do not like to be in. But that's what I sit here for.
Okay. I understand. Second?
Second.
All right. Let's go roll call vote, please. Ms. Ross.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Vineyard?
No.
Thank you very much. I got to tell you, John, this is a close one. But I'm going to vote aye in this instance. And the telling thing to me is that there will be no structure close to where this garage is going to be. I wish you could move it over a couple of feet, but I understand the narrowness of these lots on Isle of Hope. And the fact that you are trying to not bring architectural designs which are not in keeping with the Isle of Hope community. That's very important to me, at least, because I designed my house after one of the Parkersville houses. Architectural design is very important, and that neighborhood is deserves it. Okay. So with my vote, variance approved. All right. Any other business today? All right. Hearing none, meeting is concluded.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.